Hi.
Hi.
So as I said before, I'm Michael. I'm a contributing writer at the Drew Acorn. And I read Tanya and really loved the book. And I read it as a part of my thesis. And the way my thesis is operating is that I have a book I'm reading a week. And Tanya was the second book of the whole scope. And I'm basically writing a poem after each book. I just was really interested in, you know, talking with you about your work. And, you know, I was really inspired by your work, especially because I write about art as well. I write a lot of ekphrastic poetry. So my first question is, what is your mindset when it comes to writing about art, or specifically ekphrastic poetry in this case?
Well, I used to think that it was about talking back to the work. You know, here's the work, I'm looking at it, and I'm responding to it, and I'm talking back to it. But I'm not sure I think that way about it anymore. I think now, I think about it more like I've had this encounter with art, and it kind of mixes with my art, with my words, my poetry,
right.
Sort of creative place. And so what I do, so then it feels like I'm not regurgitating it, but like represententing it in words and with kind of claiming it. Almost like absorbing it.
Yeah.
Almost like taking on its voice.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Like the persona of it.
Yes.
Especially with, like, I'm writing a lot about Nan Goldin's photography at the moment. And I'm interested in like queer art, especially from the beginning of the HIV and AIDS epidemic.
Yes. Good.
Yeah.
No, we need the people to be writing and thinking about that time period. It was crucial. We lost a whole generation of artists.
Yeah.
In all fields.
Yeah, and I think about, I mean, I'm a queer person. I'm bisexual. I have two moms.
Me too.
I
don't have two moms, but I am also bisexual. I guess yesterday was bisexual visibility day.
I don't even
know. But I don't even remember. I didn't feel very visible.
Yeah, that's fair. I definitely relate to that a lot. Just bi erasure is an issue. But another question I had, and I'm also asking this from the context of, you know, like I said, I'm in the middle of writing a full-length poetry collection. I have like a chapbook-length thing right now. It's all right. It's very scattered, but it's only like a few months of work. That's what it's gonna be. I'm also asking just because, you know, I mean, we're a community of young writers who are just, you know, getting started. When it comes to writing full-length collections, what does your process look like? And how did that process differ, if at all, between writing Tanya and the Octopus Museum?
I have written 6 full-length collections. They've all been different. The earlier books, usually I would just sort of start writing random poems. And then as certain themes would develop over 30, 20 poems, then I would start to say, okay, there's a theme here. Usually that theme is just something pretty basic, like heartbreak or a philosophical change, say. But lately I've just been trying to write from life in a way. Let's see. The Octopus Museum was written in the years 2016 to 2019, so
really
the Trump years.
Yeah.
The Trump years, and I felt like everything was disappearing, falling apart, and dying, and being destroyed. So I was really worried about my kids, and worried about our future, and worried about the possibility of freedom or not, really. The possibility of democracy sort of just imploding. It was too big. I couldn't understand any of what my fears were. They felt overwhelming and they took over everything. sense. So all I could do was write. And you just catch the tiniest little corner of it. You just catch the tiniest corner of all of that fear, and you just write that little corner. And I had to tell myself, I can't do the whole thing. I don't know the whole thing. I'll never address all of this. I'll never, like, get to the heart of it. The fear is massive. It's too big. So I just do a corner here and a corner there and a corner there. And I allowed myself to sort of build the world of the Octopus Museum as a physical space. It's a museum, and the pieces are pieces of art shown in the museum.
Right.
Or pieces of archive, basically. So the process of Tanya was that I just didn't want to... So Tanya was different because I had gotten a lot of commissions to write poems for artists. So a lot of those ekphrastic poems were not things that I chose. They were things that, well, I actually chose all those pieces, but they were assignments.
Yeah.
I wrote the Merritt Oppenheim piece for MoMA.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so MoMA, that piece was like, I was allowed to pick anything in their collection to write about. And I was like, is that Merritt Oppenheim for teacup available? And they said, yes. And I was like, I couldn't believe it. So I wrote that, and I really wanted to use a lot of curse words in that poem, because I knew it was going to be connected. It was going to be, it's in the audio archives now at MoMA. And I thought it was important to make sure that that stayed extremely sexual, that piece, and that the commentary and analysis of it stayed sort of in this realm of, you know, like, it's just super, that thing is like, I don't know, that piece is like pure fuck, right? It is so extreme. And I just felt like it was an opportunity to get that in the MoMA.
Yeah.
Because that piece is the first piece by a woman they ever bought. Like, they couldn't be bothered to buy any pieces by women until that one sort of emblematic key piece came up. And I think that's, as an institutional, as a major institution of art history, I find that upsetting.
And the idea of protest within art and within institution. I was talking about Anna Golden before, and I feel like she would very much relate to that idea. So just my last question. What would be your advice to any poets writing their first full-length poetry collection, especially to younger poets, like Poets at Drew, for example?
I think trust in what drives you mad. Trust what drives you wild. Trust what you feel is obsessing you. Sometimes we feel like, all I write about is this one thing, and I gotta stop, I gotta do other things, or I shouldn't just write about my dad, or I shouldn't just write about my lover, or I shouldn't just, you know, it's like, write about it. You know, write to a future where you want to read this kind of poem, you know? Also, have to get your parents and your aunties and your mentors' opinions of you kind of out in a way, like out of your head. You can't be serving them. Your art has to serve something. Your art has to serve art, you know?
Absolutely.
And so we can't dumb our work down because of some idea that, like, oh, people won't get that, or, you know, I don't think I think this. We kind of have to serve the art that we have inside of us, and serve the idea that it corresponds with out in the world. And by that, we have to not just stick to our truth, but to actually create our truth. You know, it's really easy to be like, oh, Greek myths are the kind of thing that, like, people think make a poem serious. But this is the kind of thing we have to actually really interrogate and be like, or does it really have to be Orpheus?
Right, yeah. Yeah. There are so many symbols outside of Greek mythology or outside of what's already been written.
But also, I think it's so important to do what you're doing, which is totally, constantly see art, see theater, see dance, see music of all kinds. Just see everything. See all different kinds. Good, bad doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know? Because that's all food. That's all, you know, and that all goes into your imagination, and then you do whatever you want with it. It is, even if it's bad, you might actually get a great idea from a bad piece of art you saw. You know, so just the kind of openness to whatever catches, and to trust it when it does, to trust it when you're like, I think I really like that sculpture. I'm gonna write a poem about it. I guess that's weird because the painter or the sculptor was XYZ, but it's just important to trust oneself because there is nobody else that's gonna. There's nobody else that is going to know the art you need to make. No one else is going to be able to give you permission to do it. No one's going to tell you you should do that. It's all you.
Yeah.
And to put yourself out there.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for this. This has been amazing.
It's great talking to you.
It's great talking to you, too.